Morning, everybody. I have a song to sing first before I introduce myself or my guest. Were luba wa se, were luba wa se ohun taro pe ko se se were luba wa se. There is evidence in this studio that the prayer of my guest has been answered. Yes. Good morning, everybody. Today's Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And of course, it's Dear Bumi Day. And I have a guest that you will know her, the famous Esther, who said that unless a man has two SUVs and can take her to, did she say, Philip, she didn't say Korea or something, 4 times a year, take her on holiday. If you go to YouTube, you will see that the prayer has been answered. By the time I saw Esther this morning, I didn't recognize her anymore. I was overwhelmed. I was flabbergasted. I was, somebody should put a call through to Oba Hiagbon. Let him loan me about 5 different words. Anyway, Esther, how are you?
Good morning.
I think you have found the man. If you are used to pricing even the wig, no, it's not supposed to be a wig, it's supposed to be a hair, but the hair that you have on, with the current prices, it don't happen.
No.
You don't hammer.
No.
You never hammer.
No, we are getting there, we are getting there.
Somebody don't they come, don't be saying you don't agree, shower, but be like say you won't agree.
No, I never agree yet.
I never agree yet,
I'm just there, you know.
How are you?
I'm very well.
I've missed you in this neighborhood for a while.
I've been busy.
But you do look different. Hey, don't go to YouTube. Go to YouTube. Titi Mogaji should be on her way. I know she's coming all the way from Ikorodu. So even if she left home at 4 o'clock, maybe she'll get here at about 10:45 when the program is almost through. But anytime she joins us, we will... No, today is Amala Day in Auntie Bumi's house, so all Amalians should please cross over and have lunch. And Auntie Bumi, good morning to you. I hope you enjoy Ekuwore. No, this weather is not cold or hot. It's just a kind of cold that knocks you out gently. You get what I'm saying? It's not as if it's cold freezing to wear cardigan. No. But Yorubas call it Owore. Owore means that kind of... open your eyes. It means that you're sleeping.
I'm just
yapping you now. Owore is that kind of breezy, that kind of air, you know, that it just knocks you out completely. Sherif, don't pretend as if you can't see. Don't pretend as if you can't see.
What exactly, sir?
You guys go to YouTube.
I don't understand.
Sherif was knocked out. The words were knocked out of his mouth. He's stunned. Sherif, I can't see. You're in the state of coma.
I can't see.
So this the band on the surface once more.
Yeah, you know, we are trying to. We know when you want to build house now. You know when you want to build house.
You've done the foundation.
You don't do foundation.
Now, say you don't go bank, go look in bank account.
No, I'm single actually, sir. I'm still searching.
Yeah, since that time.
No.
Are you going to lower the standard? Okay, one can
no,
call.
No, I can't SUV. Lower my standard. Okay, a bit. So it's going to be minimum 3 times a year,
Philip,
you know.
Go and blow the dust out of this woman's eye. Realize it. Okay, so we have Titi Mogaji. I hope will join us. I've made all things. As soon as he gets to the gate, somebody should carry her on the shoulders and run down here. I have the story of Wura Ola. You've done this before, anyway. I think you've done it twice.
Yeah.
So you know the way it goes, yeah. We have Wura Ola, we have Tunrayo, we have Ngozi. Ngozi says, I don't want a hush-hush romance. You know, she wants it loud, let everybody hear, you know, say I'm in romance with this man. Then Tunrayo says that I heard them discussing my friend's husband. You know, you women gossip. Why do women always gossip? Can you tell me?
It's those immature ones that gossip.
Do men gossip?
Yeah, we have men. Oh,
how do you know? Are you a man?
I have
it
seen
means that
a couple.
You have been in the company of men. Yes.
No.
Yes, you are hanging out with men.
No, you know, during my service year, So I've seen a couple of guys that.
So since your service here, I've not been hanging out with men.
No, I have male friends, basically.
Of course. Are you telling
me? No, like friends. Like, we don't have anything. Like, just.
There's a thin line between that.
No, there is there's
sometimes
none.
Sometimes you can drift. There's
no,
none.
No, there's none.
Okay, excessive hair growth embarrasses me. Uju. Then he now prefers to live alone. Bukola. And, of course, my children don't want him back in my life. Ellen. Let's start with Ngozi. Okay? Ngo. Ngozi says that I will be 50 this year. Ngozi done the old. So are you 50 yet?
No.
Are you 40?
I'm not 40.
Okay, are you 30?
I mean, my millennial, that's like...
What's millennial?
I'm in my 20s.
Calm down. I'm
in my 20s.
Please go on YouTube and see the safe distance between me and how. Only who, those who... You forget that at least I have a vivid imagination. What is this doing? Yeah, you're mid...
No, I'm in my 20s. I'm not in... I've passed my mid-20s.
You, yeah, you're 20s. Even,
yes, I'm in my 20s.
When were you born?
Oh, Uncle Jimmy, let's not start.
They said they don't ask for a woman's age.
Yes, they don't.
No, you can ask.
Uncle Jimmy, they said
you can ask. Now you're Uncle Jimmy so that I'm an answer, so I'm knocked out of the equation. I know this game. Don't worry, I'm not this one. My hand, I not fit. You know, my hand, I not fit at all. Now you got quarter quarter. Now you fit. two SUVs. Yes, yes. Say you know him now.
Now I've changed my standard. You know,
what is it now?
You must have a Tesla. You know, Brabus.
You can't talk brands now. Do you want Mrs. Chidi to whip me?
Yeah.
This man just whipped me this morning for running my mouth.
Sorry.
I'm not recovered from that one. Now you're talking about the
camera.
I did not do anything.
To be an old guy is not easy. He's watching everything I say.
Yes.
It's
not an easy thing.
Okay. Ngozi will be 50 this year. 7 months ago, I fell for a man I've known socially for some time, you know, maybe in the office or whatever. He says he's committed to me, but doesn't want to get married again after his first marriage failed. I can understand that. Usually when you don't go prison, you don't want to go to asylum. You know, it will be asylum. So anyway, yet I can't live with him without getting married, as my religion doesn't allow it. Most likely she's a Christian. No, there's no religion that even apart from traditional religion, that one, that one is very easy. Once you carry one bottle of gin and one this and go to the house, you don't marry none. So they do what adults do regularly. She feels ashamed about this and don't want my family and friends to know. I love this man. You know what love is?
Yeah, I know what love is.
Does love, is it domiciled in the bank or in the heart of the man?
Both.
Both. I knew.
Without money, you can't love, please.
Are you saying a poor man cannot love? Wouldn't it be all this one now?
A poor man should look for money first.
Ha!
Before you start looking for love.
Supposing a rich man loves a poor man, that one is not love.
You know, that's a movie. You know, that is a movie. Let's be honest.
Your market don't pass to Imbo market. Your market don't pass supermarket. We don't reach plaza.
It's in the movie. It doesn't happen like that.
This in market don't reach on flight market. The one where they sell inside play. I love this man and I want to feel proud of our relationship, not guilty. I can't stop doing this thing with him in case I might lose him. Okay, so she loves the guy. Bottom line is the guy doesn't want to get married and she's 50. So what should she do?
At any age, you can't leave him.
She loves him more. She's trapped in one corner on that one. But she says that her religion doesn't allow her to do the things that adults do. Doesn't allow her to do anything like that unless she's married. Meanwhile, that one's every day. So tell me, talk to me.
You love this person. I know, you know, you can't tell someone who is in love to do something, you know, despite, you know, advising
them. Leave them to their own devices.
Yes. You can't tell them what to do or not.
So that means, do you think that love is blind?
Yeah, love is blind.
Then they come on Qatar like these days.
You can imagine, you don't even know what this man is doing. You know, she's in love with this person. And
Philip, why they look this woman like this? I'm sorry for you. He's gone behind.
Philip has gone to sleep.
He's gone behind Philip. I saw he was looking at her.
How could you? Why did he do that?
No, I had to bring him back.
Philip, sorry, Jerry, sorry.
Come on, Oshubu. He was sad. I think Philip is in love.
He's in love.
So, Philip, come back. So, essentially, this woman is, there's nothing she can do. She should just, this is the way I look at it. I can love be controlled? I think so, to a very large extent. It gets to a point where you have to be firm and decide what you want. Now, I'm not the one who will tell her to go and marry the guy or leave him. Yeah. I think it's a personal choice.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's a personal choice. People say that love breaks bounds. Okay, but love also has bounds. It breaks bounds, but it has bounds. And I think that sometimes a decision has to be made, just make it and move on. That, okay, so look, this guy doesn't want to get married and I don't want to leave him, so be it. You move on.
And could you be, just know that everybody, you know, we all are different. You know, the way I love is different from the way
How do you love? How do you know the way I love?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
You said the way I love is different from the way you love.
I'm just saying. So what I'm saying, if I'm to put myself in her shoes,
yes,
trust me, I would leave that man. Like,
you leave the guy.
I would leave him. You know, you love me and you don't want to go further. That's why, you know.
No, but it's some point of principle. It's not peculiar to you. Maybe he just can't go further. He's had a bad experience. And
yeah, you shouldn't let your experience, you know, have.
The reality is that going on in life depends to a large extent on your experience of the past. And that is why the issues of love, marriage, and so on and so forth is like a glass that is half full or half empty, depending on how you're looking at it. It depends on, we are propelled by the experiences we have.
You said Jimmy have had a bad experience.
Do you want
life,
to call me Uncle Jimmy or Mr. Jimmy?
Sorry.
Which one? Because when people see that you can't decide, they might start suspecting something. She doesn't even know what to call it.
Uncle Jimmy. Sorry. You know, I call you both. That's why. So
when I come this morning, he didn't say Peleo.
I said sorry now.
He didn't say sorry when I come this morning. So let's find out from our listeners, okay? Our lines are open 0700-993-993-993 and 0146.
That one is not working.
It's not working. So both male and female can 0700-993-993. Meanwhile, it's 9:20, so we got to move on. Let's move on to Bukola. Bukola says, 2 years ago, my boyfriend moved in with me and my children from a previous marriage. Okay, she was living with her two children, then the boyfriend moved in. He got on well with the children, and things seemed to be going well until a few months ago when he told me he would rather be on his own. I was surprised. I want to move on. When I pressed him further, he said friends and relations of his didn't like the fact that he was living off a woman, in spite of the fact he helped me a lot financially. If you have the money to help this woman, why don't you go and rent your own house? People can poke nose in people's affairs. I don't see anything wrong with it, as long as both of them are happy with it. You understand? Because there's no law that says that A should be paying the rent or B should be paying the rent. It's a matter of convenience. And who knows, maybe even took over the rent, but we haven't told them. But it says, when I've pressed him further, he said, in spite of father him financially, now he comes to visit a few days a week and sometimes stays the night as he's there. You won't know whether he's going to stay the night or when. He says, well, take my shoes to the DC, no, daddy. Where's my pyjamas? I think I left it here last week. Then he will sleep. And I want him to move back in, but he says he really prefers things the way they are. I don't know where I now stand, and neither do the children. So she doesn't know whether she still has him or not. Personally, I think that the man wants a bit more privacy. He probably has another babe, and he cannot bring that babe to the house, so he wants to keep.
He wants space. That is what most of them do. Most of them. I didn't generalize it. Most of the men.
Don't get that.
Most of who now?
Most of the men.
Did we call his name?
We didn't.
What is he getting angry about?
Sorry. I'm just asking.
That's what most of them do, you know, when they see that, you know, they're getting, you know, especially when he hasn't done the rightful thing, you know. Go to see her family and all of that.
No, they haven't said anything about marriage.
No, I'm saying especially when he hasn't done that and they are both living together, you know.
Yeah.
His friends, they would want to why are you staying with this babe now? You're supposed to, you know, you're a man, you should man up, you know.
But it doesn't say that they have spoken about marriage.
What me I'm saying is the man wants space in order to do what he wants to do, which is go meet other babes so that he can do, you know, something, you know, he wants space so that he can bring in multiple, you know, that if
so invariably, if you were the woman, what you'll be thinking and saying to yourself is that this guy has somebody else that is probably seeing. That's what it means. You see, you women are sometimes, you're like, you want to entrap somebody. She wants him completely.
He has somebody else.
Titi Mogadi has stepped in.
How was he thinking like that before?
Titi Mogadi has stepped in. The lady sitting opposite to you, Titi Mogadi. When you hear one, she will drop a bomb now. Titi, have you been following this as you were coming here?
Not really.
Not really. Okay. So what happened is that this guy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. I'm good.
This guy has a girlfriend. He moved in with the girlfriend. The girlfriend had children and was living with her. Then after a while, he now said, oh, people are making fun of him, are criticizing him, so he wants to move out to his own place. So now, Baba, while own learning, you know, just while I put his abada or jacket up, then in the morning he will go and off he goes again. Do you see anything wrong with that? Exactly, you see?
Why don't you see anything wrong with it?
Every relationship doesn't have to be the same.
But they were having a good time before he was listening to his friends. Why would you listen to your friends in your own relationship? You don't listen to third parties. You don't want third parties in your relationship. Mm-hmm. Why would you listen to your friends? You know, well, this thing is going smoothly.
He could have used that as a nice, polite excuse to get out.
He would have done that from the very start. Before.
You know, sometimes when you live with a person, that is when you know the person. So maybe he became uncomfortable with that situation.
He said the friends told him that.
That was the excuse he gave. It might not be.
He's not a man. He's a child. He's a boy.
Why? Because there are different kinds of relationships. You know, for example, someone like me, I'm not married. But I think of it that sometimes if I do get married, I might prefer to have separate houses with my spouse.
Okay.
So it's not every relationship different.
Wait. Let me get that one clear. Carlos, listen at all.
I know that you will not let that go.
So if you get married, which is fair, I don't say anything wrong.
He's definitely going to cheat.
Some marriages, even the one lying down next to you.
He's going
to
cheat. The one lying down next to you might cheat as well.
Even you,
I will know when he cheats.
Even you lying down next to her, next to him,
I will cheat on my husband. I can't cheat on him. If he cheats on me, I know.
Okay, if he cheats on you, what will you do?
I will know when my husband is cheating on me.
How will you know? Some men are very good.
I
want to hold my chair. So I don't talk. I want to ask Titi, if your husband cheats on
you. We almost differ.
What will you do?
Okay, Jimmy, I answered this question for you once. I said the former Titi. The former Titi have changed.
We have to go on break now.
Okay.
So let's break us up. We'll come back.
We stop at the former Titi.
The former Titi. So it's Daily Digest. Today is Dear Mommy. I have Titi Mogadi and the dreaded Esther Efio.
Esther David Efio.
Efio. Okay.
Yeah, Efio.
We'll take a short break and then we'll be right back.
Can I have your attention, please?
The news, information, and the right conversation are here on Night for You.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
Okay, you're welcome back. Welcome back to Daily Digest. Today, Wednesday, being there for me. Auntie Bumi, I hope you will come and save me from these people in the studio with the combination of Titi Mogaji and Esther. Ah, Auntie Bumi, I can imagine her saying, "Olo, olo, mwe." You know, my auntie doesn't spare me at all. Solo buruni. Ah, today is Amala, like I said. You know, so for all Amalians. Yep. Okay, so we were talking about the former Titi.
Yes.
Okay, so what would the former Titi have done?
The former Titi would have thought of payback.
I like the way you put it. You put it in a nice, polite, dry-cleaned way.
Yes, would have thought of payback.
Payback.
And payback can mean many things.
Ah, I know, Titi, I know.
Uh-huh.
I know. But I know what you were, the former Titi was capable of.
Exactly.
So let's leave that one to the.
It's better that way.
I don't want you to disturb.
But the new Titi will just walk away.
Why would you walk away?
Because
calm down. Let her. But you do it the way you want to do it.
What's the point of staying in a relationship where there is no trust? Because
don't you give allowance for that? It could have been temptation.
I'm sorry. I will never trust you again.
Not me, the person.
I also make mistake. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can make mistake. That's why I said payback.
But no, he said it was a mistake cheating on. So may I also do the mistake?
Because
also.
It doesn't make sense.
Eleyi that is talking now. Eleyi, this one.
I will pay you back.
Esther said.
That's
Esther
why I said, before Titi will pay you. Sorry, that is me.
What happens to second chances?
That
like before you
what happens
do the
to
payback.
Forgiveness?
What happens to forgiveness?
I've got paid you back.
So this is what I will do.
You've committed this.
This is what
morning.
I will do before I forgive you.
Yes.
Before I forgive you,
you pay back.
No, you said, it was a mistake. I said, okay, it's a mistake, right? No problem. So if it was my friend or someone I don't know, okay, if it was my friend, I would cheat on you with your friend. And I would say, oh, babe, it was a mistake. Then please forgive me. So we can forgive each other. That then we decide on if we want to give ourselves, you know, a second chance.
Forgive us our trespasses so that you can forgive.
I will forgive you.
Those who trespass against us.
I will forgive you.
I honestly think Esther is nice.
You think she's nice?
I am actually nice, you know.
I actually think you're nice because I would say the former Titi would not only make the mistake with your friend. It's a bit with your friend, your brother, and your father.
It depends.
So it depends if the father is cute.
I would make the same mistake with all of those people I mentioned. But now, as I said, the new Titi, I will.
What is it? What has made Titi new? Yes, you still look the same to me.
I never know. I might go back to that old Titi.
I don't know.
It depends on the situation. But I believe if you cheat on someone, the trust is gone. Even if you forgive the person, you'll never trust the person again, because you are going.
Going to say that your brother, that all of us know, APC Kayode Mogaji, has never cheated, and you would have been a conspirator because you love your brother so much? Are you going answer? God is
Kade,
you.
Yeah, call now. Kade, come and speak.
Kade is just
come
like
and speak
my father. Omo babe ni. That's all I will say.
So what is his babe now?
Ekun.
So if your father is Ekun, you too, you're Ekun. But what frightens me is that she was saying that if she had a husband who cheated on her, she will cheat with his boss and get him sacked.
I mean, it's amazing thing to do.
The way I would do it, you cheat on me with my friend, and I get to find out about this thing.
Calm down.
If you cheat on me with my friend,
yes,
and I get to find out about it,
yes,
I wouldn't say a thing. What I would do is look for your boss's number, or I go to your office.
Chineke.
I start getting, giving him eye contact and that, I sleep with
him. Okay. No, it's all right. I don't want to hear this again.
I will walk majestically to your office. I will make you know that I am your boss's,
And he will say, Bakura Kwade.
And if I pity you, I might just tell him, don't sack him. You know, if I just want you to get your job.
Jimmy Disu, you cannot try that.
Women have the power to do anything.
What would you do, Uncle Jimmy?
We have the power.
I cannot tell my tactics on air, but nobody can try it with me.
What would you do? Mobirisha.
Any come, any more co.
Mobirisha.
Why not mommy?
We have the power.
You don't know.
Women have the power.
We have the power.
We can go to all extents.
We can go to any extent.
See me bouncing like a Kayana in my chair. I'm waiting. You can anyway. I leave you to. We all just work well. I be Paco.
Paco is easy to break now. Just use an axe.
No, the Paco now is plastic. You don't know. He gives before. Okay, my children don't want him back in my life. Let's leave the cheaters. We could talk about it all day. Eileen says that towards the end of last year, my husband of 20 years decided to separate amicably. Darling, please, I got to go. The woman says, okay, darling, be careful. They left.
Yeah.
Left to that. My two children from my first marriage, age 29 and 26, were happy about the decision. Go away. They were happy. My daughter told me she'd never liked her stepfather and was glad she didn't have to see him or interact with him. What could they have done? Exactly. I was surprised. She'd never really shown her resentment or said anything before he was out of the picture. He started coming over recently, and now we get on so well that I wondered if we should get back together again. Now the man has gone back, you know, it looks like everything's gone. When I asked my daughter's opinion, she accused me of choosing him over her feelings. Where is that coming from? A daughter of 26, or whether she's only 29. I think she was carrying her resentment a bit too far. I've been a good mom, and my kids, including the one I had with my husband, are grown. Two of them have families of their own. Should I do what makes me happy, or do I put them first? So, of course, I believe she should do what makes them happy. They have their own lives to live. What do you think, Titi?
Yeah, they have their own lives to live. But yes. To be honest with you, I think she needs to listen to them a bit. To the daughter a bit. I don't know why she's so resentful towards the man.
I was wondering ahead that what could it be?
Could it be harassment?
Harassment,
some sort
yes.
of sexual, as he sexually tried to get with her. She needs to listen. But at the same time, the children are adults. And they
Esther.
And so she needs to also do what makes her happy.
Happy. Esther, what do you think?
I think she should ask
talk to the children.
Mm. You know, have a deep conversation with them
to understand,
to know why they don't want this man in her life.
Don't you think the kids are being a bit selfish? They're grown.
I think there must be a reason. You don't just resent someone.
I mean, if three children all have the same thing.
My good friend Abbe Akpatira, by the way, is going to be 70 anytime from now. I can't wait for him to be 70 so I can deal with him accordingly. Okay, he will say that I'm a big conspirator. I have a very strong conspiratorial mind. I think it comes from the job. What if it is that the daughter secretly fancies the man? Yes, it's a possibility.
But what about the other two children?
She could have poisoned their mind. The Bible, who was the person who gave the other person apple to eat in the Garden of Eden?
I think it was Esther.
Esther.
It was a man. It was a man.
You don't know the story of Adam and Eve?
It was a man.
Adam at Eva.
It was a man.
I think a man wrote that story.
You think don't blaspheme here. But obviously it was a man that wrote the Bible anyway.
That's where the sentiment comes in, you know, every time a lady, woman, you know. So what I'm saying is, I think this man must have done something terrible for the children to resent him. So she needs to have a deep conversation. Yeah,
but the truth is, if she says she has a child age 29 and 26, she's old. She just needs a companion for the rest of her life. Why don't you just let her sit back? The children are out of it anyway.
But she still needs, because if she decides to make the decision for herself, that could cause a divide between she and her children.
Yes.
No, the children should grow up.
Yeah, the children are grown, but she needs
to grow up. You know what I meant is that they need to grow up and let their mother be.
But it depends on why they had issues.
Let me hear what our listeners are saying. I have a call there.
Let
I hope it's Pastor. I hope it's Pastor Ladipo from Idio. No,
no. Pastor, from Good morning, Orile. Good morning, everybody.
From Orile, yes.
Yes, sir. See, I love what the ladies are saying in the studio.
You do?
Yes, I love what they are saying. You know, they are risky. It's showing that what a man can do, a woman can do better. Look at someone now saying she's going to do with the boss. So that's cool also. You can continue. But as for me, I don't cheat. You understand?
Mm.
That's the type of person I am. And if you cheat on me, I don't mind leaving the relationship. I just leave. I don't want to know how long it has taken us. I'm going to leave because I don't have strength to be dealing with.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Continue praying for us, okay? hello, good morning. Oh, my God. Okay. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, sir. Who's calling?
Yes, so assassination of character.
APC.
Yes. Good morning, sir.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. The last story, like they said, it takes a lot for a young lady that lived with stepfather for a long time to just come out and say that they don't want anything to do with him. They need to listen. There's definitely something. And that thing would not leave if the woman actually married or still moves in with a man or continue with a man. You cannot break that relationship, especially that bond between a woman and her daughter.
Kaede, thank you very much. Thank you. Don't worry, today is not that day. You are still going to tell us what happened to your people in Oshun. But today is not that day. Let me read. I don't normally do this, but I'd like to just... We need some very solid experience here. I mean, Auntie Bumi has been at this for close to 40-something years. And that is that being an agony aunt, not at separating. That's what I'm saying. and so Auntie Bumi says that don't make any rash decision, either which way, okay? And she says, since your eldest daughter is the most resentful, ask her reasons, like Citi said, for disliking her stepdad. Explain to her how you feel, and perhaps you'll be able to see things from your point of view. This is your life and your future. Your eldest children have lives and families of their own, and it's time to focus on yourself. Okay? Sometimes maybe she pays him more attention than she was paying them
it
in the past.
It could be deeper than that.
It could be deeper than that. And so she says, let them know their blessings will be much appreciated, but listen to your heart. You are the one who's going to live with your estranged husband, not kids who have flown the nest.
I think
some kids can be difficult.
Yeah, I get that. But I think the woman has a very tough decision to make. If the children are so resentful of this man, as I said earlier, it will cause a divide. You can have the man in your home, and then your children refuse to come and visit you as much as they
will. They will fall in later.
It depends on
sometimes. Sometimes you need time. You need time for it. Sometimes you need time for it to build. Mm-hmm. You know, generally, children are usually jealous of their parents having. Even with that, sometimes with it being their father, if the woman, there's a woman, what do they, root? Is that not what they call them? Root, abokoku, root. They will put all the attention, they will put it on the man. And the children will be very resentful. So it's a dicey thing. But I agree with you, Ms. Mogaji, and also you, I think you said something like that, and also with Kaede Mogaji, and also with Adibume, that she needs to find out if there's anything specifically. I know that is the sweet one that you want to hear. Okay, let's take the story of Wura. We have just about 10 more minutes. So we'll take the story of Wura Ola. Do you know what Wura means?
No.
Hey, how long have you been in Lagos?
Three.
So If man say he won't give you wura, you go say I don't want.
No, he has to, you know,
explain
what wura means.
No, if a man just stumbles and say, yeah, like he likes to go and he's, you know, maybe he's not literate, can't speak and say, what bu on the wura? You will say I don't want.
No, I ask him what he means. Now he has to.
You will first of all say yes.
Then no, I can't say yes. What if it's something bad?
What if he's speaking to you, Yoruba, you yes, and you quickly run to your guy, Oga Cherif, and say, Oga, what is the meaning of wura?
No, I will say yes first. So I have to ask what it means.
For your information, wura is gold.
Gold. Yes, I will. Yes. Yes.
Your voice won't come up.
Yes.
This one is a kid. No. This is a 16-year-old. Wura is 16. And that there's an 18-year-old boy who has been sending her letters and text messages saying she loves me. He keeps on trying to convince me that I'm the only one who occupies his heart. This one, she's going to read her book. At 16, really and truly, you have to be very, very cautious. Yeah. Well, let me see what the problem is. When I told him that I don't want him to be my boyfriend, he said he'll always love me, even if I tear his heart out. I remember when I was 16. Man.
Exactly. Remember when you were 16 before you judged this matter.
I remember when I was 16.
Uh-huh.
I will defer the judgment to my God.
We'll pass the judgment to Supreme Court.
I remember. At 16, you think you love everything.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Wants to see a new baby. At 16. No, it's the girl that is 16. The boy is 18. I finished my A levels at 18. Getting ready. I was going to work for 1 year and then go to university. So she said, when I told him I don't want you to be my brother, he said he'll always love me, even if I tear his heart out. I truly love this guy, but I'm not sure if he's trying to dupe me or not. At 16, you would never know.
But
you have to go through life's experiences. There's no running away from it. So he go bury his head inside. Then if they knock him, that's how you begin to develop and mature. But at 16, one thing you should do though, keep your legs closed. Okay? You can make all kinds of mistakes at 16. I'd like to observe a 1 minute silence so that the two of you can think of what you were doing at 16. Ah. And then come back and tell us. You know, Titi, at 16, you were the old Titi. That was when the old Titi was ablated. But you will tell us the story on another day, not today. You know, I know. You need to go all the way far back, you know.
Believe me, I know what I did at 16.
You know what you did at 16? I can't
talk about it here.
You know, Kayode is listening, and they will send the recording.
Kayode, cover your ears.
By the way, how's your mom?
She's fine.
My sister, give her my regards.
All right, I will.
Yes, give her my regards. Okay, so let's leave this one, really. I think she will learn by... Do you have any advice for this 16? Do you have anything you want to tell her, like the things you did at 16?
Nope.
Where were you at 16?
No.
Look at me now. Be not ashamed.
No.
Where were you at 16? Be not ashamed. Where were you at 16?
No, Uncle Jimmy. Anyway, no, let's not go there.
No, we won't go there. It's from the way you are laughing and everything. This one is eager to hear the story. Why is he looking at you from behind the pillar? He will peep. He will show his head. Hello, Philip. I'm sorry for you today. I'm telling you. Okay, so let's leave that. There's really nothing to. At 16, really and truly, she should just take life. And keep it to letter writing, sending cards. Look, the youth these days don't know how lucky they were. Close your eyes and imagine. When I was 16, there were no phones. When I was 16, the world was less liberal. So you couldn't even go. When I was 18, and maybe I had a girlfriend of 16, first of all, the first person to court in any house would be the Megad. Yes! Do you know why? It is the Megad that will be taking the messages. Or sometimes in some quiet neighborhoods, you have to tighten your mouth very well because when you're walking past the house, you'll be whistling. You know, you'll be whistling. There's this joke with one Ebenezer Obey song, but I will sing it some other time. I need to go and rehearse it again. You know, about somebody who wanted to speak to a babe called Fumilayo and whistled past the house. Then the father of the girl now whistled back, "Kosobo to leader." Was on out of label. I will let me translate it to you so you know that there's no trick you can play. That's the father whistling battle. Yeah. When I was in A levels, I used to whistle, you know, go behind the guest hostel to call your babe. Until some people got the whistle, and one day they played the trap on me. They whistled back what my babe would have. Meanwhile, my babe was at Havana in UI. But that's it for last music. I was at it 2 years. Okay, so there's this one says, I heard them discussing my friend's husband. This is Tunrayo. Ooh, 950. We can't do justice to this. So let's take one or two phone calls.
Okay, let's do that.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, that person's gone. Stick another one. Okay.
Hello, morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Yes.
Uncle Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, please. DJ brought Sarafina and one lady to the studio for this your program. Whilst we were on holiday, they were fantastic.
Who brought them?
Can we please have a repeat of them, please?
Go to the podcast.
My name is Kola.
Yes. Okay.
DJ.
Who is BJ?
DJ is at your back there.
Who is BJ?
Who is BJ?
Ah, let's move on. There's no BJ here. There's but we got to go. We got to go anyway. I'd like to thank you very much, Esther. Thank you very much.
And, thank you to Uncle Jimmy.
Timogaji, I know how the wahala you did in going here. Now you say that there's no way you're going to go back. That would be nice. We have very nice accommodation here. we have very nice. It goes, I think at least you can have breakfast just down the road if you have your money.
Uncle Jimmy, all you have to do is hire me as your peer.
No, I can't hire you.
You know, that's my specialty. PR specialist now.
Everybody, so just don't come and advertise.
As your PR.
Don't come and advertise.
And then we will sort it out.
Don't advertise your trade. Yeah.
And then we'll sort it out.
Okay, Titi Mogaji, thank you very much. I mean,
thank you for
all the wahala you did coming all the way from Ikorodu. Even if we don't reward you, God will reward you for the good service that you have done.
Yes.
And that is more than what any human being can. Why are you making face? Titio, I don't know if you know of any man who has 2 SUVs and can give her a holiday 4 times a year.
She wants electric cars now. Electric.
Electric. No, I'm not naming it.
Barbers, electric car.
This man must have electric car.
Yeah.
Why can't your eyes open? I don't like it.
But it's open.
Sherry, I don't know.
Maybe you have 2 electric cars.
No, I don't have Emike. Electric car.
If you have 2 electric cars, you can. No.
If I have.
No, I'm just saying that I am single.
Application.
Forget about it.
Yes. Not you, Uncle Jimmy. Not you. I'm saying.
An application. Yes.
See this one, the way they look you behind pillar.
No, he doesn't have electric cars. You know, he can't fly.
But he's electric.
No. That's not what I want. So you could just, you know. I am single, so I'm not married. So, yes.
You're following yourself.
Yes. What's below?
Where you ask later.
Advertising.
Okay, we got to go. Tomorrow we'll be back again, and we're going to look at that case that really shouldn't have happened. In the news today, that's the one that with the SAN. In the news today, the body of benchers had a meeting yesterday, and the issue didn't come up, in spite of the fact that this gentleman had been told to recuse himself. So we're going to look at the issue tomorrow with 2 lawyers in the house, and make sure we always try to see that justice is done at all times. We'll leave it at that. We'll be back here tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. On Saturday, I'm trying to see if we can get somebody who can give us tips on security about this warning from the NSCDC. It's very, very important. We can't wait for government to do these things all the time. Sometimes we better take the initiative ourselves. Thank you all for coming. Thank you, Mr. Sheriff. Go and put some eye drops. Your eyes are dry now. Go and put some eye drops. You don't see the thing way past you. So I'll see you tomorrow at 9. Bye.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like the brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.